The Assembly's vote means Governor Jim Doyle and future Wisconsin governors will retain their authority to negotiate off-reservation gaming pacts. They'll also need approval from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, but they won't need to check with the legislature. Assembly Speaker John Gard says that's fundamentally unfair and tried to convince his colleagues that they should want a place at the negotiating table.
Casinos, gambling, all the stuff that goes with it needs as many checks and balances in the political process as humanly possible. That strengthens the hand of the Wisconsin taxpayer.
Critics of this plan worried it would potentially slow or even halt some off-reservation casino plans already in the works. Wanakee Democrat Dale Travis says that's because it would be nearly impossible to get 132 lawmakers to negotiate one gaming contract. He thinks it's best left up to governors.
I've known six governors, both parties. Everyone I've known have been good and honorable people. I've known a few hundred, maybe a thousand, legislators over the years. I'm not necessarily sure I would say that about every legislator.
Different tribes lobbied hard on both sides of this issue. The Potawatomi, which operate a major casino in Milwaukee, ran radio ads urging lawmakers to vote for more oversight. As it stands now, they face potential competition from an off-reservation casino being planned by the Menominee in Kenosha. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.